Well, it's been a little while since we visited with the folks at the Museum of Danish America up in Elkhorn, and Tove Brandt is with us. Tove is the interim director currently and also the Albert Ravenholt curator for the Danish American culture there at the Museum of Danish America. Tove, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How has the winter been at the museum?
Well, it was a little quiet through those snowy, icy, cold days, but things are really picking up now that the season is changing.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some things you have going on, because I know you have some new exhibits that have just opened up recently.
That's right. We have two new exhibits for the season. One just opened last week, and that is a traveling exhibit that we are hosting. It's called Jacob Riis, How the Other Half Lives. And this is a project supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities. So we are one of the museums among museums across the country who are hosting this exhibit in turn. The reason we're interested in sharing it with this community is because Jacob Riis was a Danish immigrant who settled in New York in the late 1800s. He worked a lot of odd jobs and finally settled into a career as a journalist. And he was really interested in helping to raise awareness about the lives of the poorest people in society, the people who were living in terrible slums and tenements. And he tried to raise awareness and write articles, and finally he started using a camera. And not only a camera, but flash photography had just been invented. So he was one of the first people to be able to actually take photographs in these completely dark, unlit slums where kind of new immigrants and impoverished people were living. And that really helped raise awareness and push for housing reform and social reform in New York City of the late 1800s. So it's a really wonderful story, and there's so many different aspects to it. And this exhibit really introduces a wide scope of his life and career, and then the ongoing legacy of his work.
Yeah, at a time when not many people outside of that immediate area probably were very aware of those types of conditions and what was going on, he really brought that message out.
He did, and indeed the title of the exhibit, How the Other Half Lives, that was the title of a bestseller book that he wrote that really described and used these photographs as illustrations to make sure that the wealthy half of society was more aware and sympathetic to the lower half of society.
Mm-hmm. Here we are over 100 years after his death, and he's still bringing that message.
It is. It's sadly still very relevant, yes.
Well, what will folks see when they come out? Will they see a little bit of everything? Will they see the photos and a lot of the different pieces?
They will. They'll see some of the photos. Some of them have been enlarged to full mural sizes. There's some really interesting video components, too, to this exhibit. There is a brief video that plays that was done by the Thomas Edison Company in 1903 when they were just inventing movie cameras. And they decided to set up this camera. It's a silent movie, but it is the fish market and the streets of New York, of this neighborhood. So you actually see walking around and interacting with each other the very people that Jacob Riis was talking about in his book. So to have that original footage is really amazing. But there's a lot of different some, as I said, audiovisual components. There's some of the photographs are in big scale. You can see examples of some of the books that he published and how those photographs kind of evolve through line drawings and different print media. And also a discussion of some of the other organizations that were part of this movement, the Progressive Era movement, and questions about how do you welcome and integrate, masses of immigrants that were arriving in New York at the time and continue to arrive in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So these are not all questions of just a century ago or more. A lot of these questions are still things that we are talking about and exploring solutions for today.
Sure. Well, and some of these conditions, some of these experiences are quite possibly ones that were experienced by perhaps our ancestors when they first came.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At the time, Reese himself describes his own struggles as a newly arrived immigrant at times when he couldn't find work, he couldn't pay for a place to stay, and he does write in his own autobiography about spending the night outdoors when he was homeless for a time. And that, at the time, that was kind of scandalous for him to admit that he, too, you know, was part of that other half at an earlier point in his life. And so, you know, he really tried to make it very personal and really tried to make all of us feel empathy for those that are not that different or far away from us.
Absolutely, an exhibit that will tug at you a little bit. You'll see a lot that you probably didn't expect to when you come out and visit. How long will that exhibit be on display?
That's going to be open through Memorial Day. So if you're coming over to Elkhorn for Tivoli Fest, Memorial Day weekend, be sure to stop by the museum. We have free admission all that weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day is the final day, because then we have to pack up the exhibit and send it on to the next museum that's going to host it. So it's just about a month and a half that we have to enjoy it.
Very good. That's why they call them traveling exhibits. Always good to get in and see those when you have a chance. You mentioned you have an art exhibit also.
That's right. On the main floor gallery, where we often feature different contemporary artists, we have two Danish ceramic artists and showing their work. They don't collaborate when they create things, but they are of the same generation, and they have some similar themes. The name of this exhibit is Vessel. And if you look at each piece, there is kind of just a traditional ceramic vessel, whether it's a bowl or a vase or some form that we can recognize. But these artists have done things that go way beyond just a container, a container out of clay. Really creative, really extraordinary pieces. And both of these artists are represented by the same gallery in New York City. And it's the New York City Gallery that approached us to see if we might like to exhibit their work. And we said, yes, absolutely. So it's a really, really fun variety of things to enjoy.
That's pretty exciting. So many times folks who don't get out to museums maybe quite as often, when we hear art pieces, we hear exhibits, we think of, artifacts, we think of sculptures, we might think of paintings on the wall, but there are lots of things that can tell stories.
Absolutely, and for me to look at these art pieces, these vessel pieces, on one level, I like the colors. I mean, really wonderful, rich, bright colors on some of them. And I took about, two classes in clay when I was in high school. So I know just enough about how to, like, make something out of clay that when I really start thinking about how did they make this, the craftsmanship of just being able to control the clay and create things this big. Did I mention that these are huge? They are huge. Some of these pieces are 3 feet in diameter and just as tall. I mean, some of them are just, it took four of us to even get them onto the platform in the gallery. So you wonder, how did one person even create this form, let alone make sure that all the glazes and the colors are evenly applied and just how he wanted them to be. So on that level too, it's really extraordinary to think about and appreciate.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you have I know you have a lot of things. I know one time I was up there, we got to visiting a little bit about how many things are in storage. And I think somebody at one time told me there's probably twice as much in storage as there is out in exhibit because you're trying to rotate a lot of items. So it's always a different experience when you come in.
That's right. And that's part of our changing exhibition program as well. Some things need to be kind of mostly in storage, so that we can preserve them from too much light exposure, from too much. They just need to be protected for the long term so that people 100 years from now can still enjoy them and see them. So we do try to consciously rotate things in and out. Right now, these two exhibits we've talked about, these are all on loan to us. There's there's one of the sculpture pieces that is actually part of our exhibit. But we have another small exhibit down in the lower level where we pulled pieces from our collection to tell the story of the Danish flag. It has a name. It's called Dannebrog. And it turns 800 years old this year. And so we were able to go through our collection and find both illustrations, historical engravings, and even some of the things like, you know how sometimes you put a flag on a toothpick, you know, for garnishes and hors d'oeuvres? Well, we have some of that with the Danish flag in our collection. So they were just waiting for this moment to come out on display, and we're able to pull things together to tell a particular story. And then in this case, it's the 800-year story of the Danish flag.
Excellent. Lots of variety, lots of things to see and do. Don't walk in 10 minutes before closing and think you're going to see much.
Right, exactly.
Plan for the day, you bet. Tova, when folks do come up, what are the hours?
We are open 7 days a week. During the weekdays, we're open 9 to 5 to the public. On Saturday, we're open 10 to 5. And on Sunday, from noon to 5. Our grounds are open all the time from sunup to sundown. And so those paths and the interpretive signs through our Prairie Landscape Park, those are always accessible.
Excellent. And if folks would like to maybe think about becoming a member of the museum, helping to sustain what goes on there, they can always do that.
Absolutely. We have a lot of information on our website at danishmuseum.org, and we're happy to take your calls, too, at 764-7001.
Very good. Tova Brandt, the Interim Director, Albert Ravenholt, Curator of Danish American Culture at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great season.
Thank you.